the emotions of smell. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For some, a whiff of a pine-scented auto freshener might evoke thoughts of holiday time, while for others, it might conjure the memory of a bad car accident. Pamela Dalton, a researcher at the Monell Chemical Senses Center, says this is only one example of an odor that's been colored by experience. It's so associated with a past situation that it brings back the emotions of that moment.
Sometimes, however, you'll just smell that odor and you'll have a certain kind of emotional reaction without actually being able to access consciously what the situation was that gave it that particular tone or that emotional flavor.
Dalton and her colleagues are studying exactly how the brain makes these pleasant and unpleasant associations. She says one day psychologists might use the information to help their patients break the connection between an odor and a traumatic experience.
Ultimately, we would like to say that if you know you're going to be exposed to a particular odor in a very stressful circumstance, that it might be possible to almost immunize yourself ahead of time so that odor would not be able to take on that frightening or emotional quality later on.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.